One of the world's largest drug companies has gone on trial in the United States, accused of fueling an opioid epidemic that's claimed thousands of lives. According to lawyers for the state of Oklahoma, Johnson & Johnson spent millions of dollars on a deceitful brainwashing campaign. They say the aim was to pressure doctors to prescribe narcotic painkillers while downplaying the risk of addiction. Thomas Aretti has this report.
Gail Box says she'll never forget the day she first learned her son was abusing opioid painkillers. It was the day he died of an overdose.
Austin was living a nightmare, the nightmare of prescription drug abuse, prescription opioids.
In just a few months, Austin Box had gone from taking pills for a back injury to illicitly obtaining more and more of them.
He was mentally beat down. He was physically beaten down. And I think when he got that taste of opioids, he said to himself, "Wow, I found my answer."
In 2017, the so-called opioid epidemic was blamed for the deaths of 47,000 people across the United States. 130 people die on average every day. So for people like Gail Box, the opening of today's trial against a pharmaceutical giant is a long time coming.
There were some egregious things that were happening in regard to opioid overprescribing.
Johnson & Johnson's perhaps better known for its shampoo, but it's now at the centre of a historic trial, one that's testing whether a state can make Big Pharma pay for the opioid crisis. And the allegations are serious. In papers filed to the court, Oklahoma says the company was the kingpin behind the worst man-made public health crisis in the state's history. Attorney General Mike Hunter.
These companies, we believe, made no effort to ensure that they were providing in a clear and informed way what the downside was to opioid analgesics.
Johnson & Johnson's accused of using misleading marketing strategies dating back to the 1990s. According to the state, the company pushed doctors into prescribing opioid medication like pills for everyday pain, while downplaying the fact that these drugs are addictive. It also claims the company was the supplier and the source of the materials for the drugs through poppy-growing subsidiaries in Tasmania. And Attorney General Mike Hunter says Johnson & Johnson knew all along that the drugs could be harmful.
The proximate cause for the prescription opioid epidemic in our state are companies who marketed fraudulently the addictive qualities of the drug over two decades, in many cases knowing that there was a high probability that patients would become addicted.
Johnson & Johnson denies any wrongdoing. It says its marketing efforts were proper, and the state can't prove that the company caused the epidemic, given the roles played by doctors, pharmacists, patients, and drug dealers. The company's also the only one of three to actually go on trial, another two settled. Professor Elizabeth Birch is from the University of Georgia School of Law.
You know, this seems to be their general litigation philosophy, to make sure that plaintiffs, you know, have to show their proof. And that's what we're starting to see here, particularly in the Oklahoma case. I think Johnson & Johnson thinks that it has some strong arguments.
The judge has set aside 2 months for the trial.
Thomas Aretti reporting there.